What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's going to be a court battle today between the Trump administration and the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID. Trump is trying to shut the agency down. Joining us live on our line to Washington, ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, good morning. Workers at USAID say the president can't shut the agency down. Of course, the Trump administration insisting they can.
And what happens at 11 o'clock this morning is a hearing in federal district court here in Washington. Judge Carl Nichols is going to weigh whether to issue a preliminary injunction that would keep the Trump administration from moving forward with its plans to put more than 2,000 USAID workers on administrative leave. So far, there's been a temporary stay. This morning, there'll be oral arguments on this question of whether it should be a more lasting pause on the plan while the case proceeds. But the argument is that the president and Elon Musk and his Doge team are moving forward and running roughshod over statutes and appropriations bills that represent the people's will through their elected representatives. The argument from the White House is to say, well, yes, but there's been another election, and Donald Trump is now the president, and he feels it's necessary to curtail this spending and put these federal workers who work in the executive branch, which he leads, on leave. So the court will balance these equities and make a decision.
Stephen, a pretty remarkable scene played out in the Oval Office yesterday as Elon Musk appeared next to President Trump, and Musk's little son was there as well. Musk talking with reporters about his cost-cutting efforts. What do you have to say?
Holding forth for more than half an hour in the Oval Office, which, by the way, reporters did not expect as they were brought in. And, oh, there's the richest man in the world wearing a black MAGA hat with his four-year-old son on his shoulders picking his nose. Look, reporters asked Elon Musk to not only explain what he's doing, but also to explain whether there's the potential for conflicts of interest here, because Elon Musk has billions of dollars through his companies in contracts with the federal government. And Musk essentially, and I'm paraphrasing here, said, trust me, that he has no desire to bilk the taxpayers, and that he and the White House will work to ensure that there are no conflicts there. But he also said that his effort is the most transparent, because what they're doing is they're announcing their moves on their X account on the platform that he owns. He also said there's a website. Go to Doge.gov. You'll see there's nothing on that website. It's just a blank screen. Nevertheless, Musk said that he's going to do right by the people who voted for Donald Trump. And he was asked about the fact that he has propagated a falsehood, this idea that $50 million were spent on condoms in Gaza, something the president repeatedly said, and in fact recently doubled to $100 million. None of that's true. Musk said yesterday, well, yes, he's going to say things that are incorrect, but and he'll correct them. But it was only when he was prompted that he admitted the fact that it's simply not true. One other thing happened yesterday in the Oval Office, and that was the president was asked whether he would follow the orders of courts. And he said repeatedly that he would, but he also said he would appeal judges' rulings.
Stephen, thank you. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy joining us on our line to Washington.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.